6 minutes past 9 o'clock, time to say good morning to Claire Cobbledick. Claire is the general manager for Gumtree. Claire, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Good to chat to you. Happy Christmas.
Are you inundated with people posting adverts on Gumtree services in order for them to sell off gifts that they really don't care about, that they received from family and loved ones yesterday?
Africa, it's actually, it's a best kept secret on Gumtree, in fact, that there's a strong year-round tradition of unwanted gifts sold on Gumtree. But particularly over the holiday season, even today I was flicking through the search results for unwanted gifts. We definitely see a spike after Christmas of new listings and postings coming in from people who are selling off items that perhaps they have no use for or might need the cash more. You were talking about the deposits coming off at the end of the month, and you're always shy at this time of year, so maybe the cash is more useful than the gift.
And what sort of gifts are being offloaded onto the site in order for them to realize a penny and a buck?
So, you know, it's quite a broad range, but particularly strong, you see clothing items, sneakers, technology items. There are a few AirPods on this year, some laptops and cell phones, and then sporting equipment, you know, trampolines, kids' scooters, that kind of sports and leisure equipment are the biggest categories. They're generally quite high ticket items. They're easy to resell. They're all boxed up and brand new. So those are the general themes. Also, actually, lots of accessories, perfume, jewelry, watches, etc.
And do they have a market? As you said, they were high-value ticket items sometimes, boxed up and brand new. But are there shoppers who will go, actually, I'm looking for a nice accessory? Or here's somebody who's selling it at a slight discount from what I'd get it from the shops?
So there certainly is. You know, my favorite example of this is that we've just moved house and I was looking for a new braai and I was scoping out all the Black Friday specials. And I saw, you know, there was a Weber for a 25% discount. Quickly, before I put my order in, I checked on Gumtree under unwanted gifts, and there was something at a 50% discount. And so, you know, you just need to be smart to it. January in particular is a high traffic month for us. There are lots of shoppers on the site and people looking for special deals and, you know, bargains. So definitely shoppers on the site. We have about 4.5 million visitors a month. So there is a market. Of course, it's all about price. So, you know, you'll get into some negotiations and you'll probably need to offer a really good deal. But there definitely are shoppers out there for your unwanted gifts.
Let me ask a practical question, Claire. The process of then listing an item that I want to offer up for sale on the Gumtree site, what does that involve? And I'm asking here in reference to obviously criminal elements. How do you ensure, if you can, that Africa is not posting something that he has illegally obtained and is trying to sell it on your site?
Sure. So, you know, the process of posting an ad is pretty simple. So that's just loading up some photographs and adding a description. If you want to sell your item, it's always good to include lots of photos and all of the details of your item. As a buyer, and you know, this is where you really have to apply your own common sense. First of all, sure that the seller really has the item, you always ask a couple of specific questions, ask for extra photographs, make sure that he has the item in hand. It's not something that he doesn't actually hold. So you ask for additional information. I also always like to check where the seller gets the backstory, where the seller sourced the item from. And then for some really high ticket items, especially in the electronic category, you can actually get more details. So serial numbers on all of Apple products as well as Samsung products. You can ask for a copy of the receipt if he has one or where it was gifted from. So you certainly can do a little bit more of your own background work, and you find that it's pretty easy to actually start to ascertain the quality of the seller. And, you know, if you're feeling in any way uncomfortable, just to avoid it.
Indeed. Over the years, are you finding that, and I suppose it's a double-edged question, isn't it? Because of the tightness of matters economic at the moment, more people are looking for an extra buck. So therefore, you might see that there's an increase in the number of objects that are being made available for sale. But on the other hand, because of the economy, perhaps there are fewer gifts being exchanged, and therefore there might be a reduction in the number of products that are being made available for sale.
So, you know, I, it's hard to ascertain what the driving forces are, but certainly we're seeing increase year on year in listings in this space. And I think that has to do with more maturity and confidence of the market of selling online, of posting online, understanding that they are able to trade through this different mechanic. And so I really put it down more to the confidence of South Africans in actually online transacting as the driving dynamic as to why we're seeing increased listings rather than the economic conditions.
Dare I ask, what do you do with your unwanted gifts?
I knew you were going to ask. You know, there are a few things that, first of all, are just not worth selling. Perishable items, low-ticket items, items that also have, you know, a very particular look, so particular decor items, for example, and also those of sentimental value are things that, of course, you know, I would steer clear of selling. But certainly there are items specifically for my kids, in fact, that we've received that just they weren't either, they were too small, or they just weren't going to use them, not their cup of tea, that I have been able to resell. And then, you know, gift them with the cash, something that they really did want. You know, I always feel with gifts, I don't feel so guilty about selling them off if they're not sentimental items, because the kids are going to get better use out of something they can buy with the cash.
Without a doubt. Claire, thank you very much for making time available this public holiday. Claire Kobeldek is the general manager for Gumtree. Someone writing on the WhatsApp line, I would rather give gift vouchers for Christmas or birthdays because I think it's rude if someone wants to return my gifts. What do you do? How do you handle the situation where you've been gifted something for Christmas, you look at it and you go, ooh, I actually don't need that, or that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen, or it's such an indulgent thing that I don't actually have space for it in my wardrobe or my life. What do you do with that?